Experts say more than half of all private adoptions in Northwest Arkansas, where thousands of Marshallese migrants have settled, involve Marshallese babies. Traditionally, Marshall Islanders practice informal kinship adoption, where extended family and clan members agree to parent children, maintaining contact with birth mothers. American adoptions traditionally are closed, with contact between birth mother and child barred. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, Marshallese welfare advocates are trying to bridge the cultural gap.
A Marshallese mom holds a toddler on her hip this morning, visiting with staff inside the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, headquartered in Springdale. The nonprofit agency helps Pacific Islanders to settle in. But founder and president Melissa Leilon says more pregnant women are coming through with questions about American adoption.
Really, the culprit of all of this is the money. The money that is really the central piece in all of this.
Impoverished Islander birth mothers are giving up babies for adoption to ensure their bright futures, as well as to secure medical and living expenses. As many as 12,000 Marshallese have legally moved from the Republic of the Marshall Islands to Arkansas under a special U.S. compact to work, obtain health care, and raise families. But Leilon says unwitting Marshallese birth mothers are losing contact with their offspring.
They don't know that it's a closed adoption. The state of Arkansas only accepts closed adoptions.
Private adoption records are sealed in Arkansas and contact ended unless open contact between birth mother and adoptive parents is negotiated. Adoption attorneys who can earn as much as $15,000 per case represent the interests of adoptive parents, not birth mothers, Leilon says.
A majority of them do not have attorneys sitting next to them. So who knows what's been said to them behind the scene?
90% of all private adoptions in Washington County involve Marshallese infants, according to Circuit Court Judge Doug Martin, who hears private adoption consent cases.
Here in Northwest Arkansas, unfortunately, it is pretty clear that most of the birth mothers are doing it for out of financial need.
Martin says he makes sure non-English-speaking Marshallese mothers in his courtroom understand what is about to happen.
I think awareness is the best thing we can do.
The Marshallese government 2 decades ago became aware that more pregnant islanders were traveling to the U.S. specifically to engage in adoption transactions. The RMI government barred such travel, but offshore adoptions are reportedly increasing. At the time, photos of adorable Marshallese babies started to circulate after bans on international adoption were enforced. In recent years, arrest photos of Arkansas Marshallese women charged with breaching adoption agreements started to appear as well. All of this has led Benton County Attorney Josh Bryant to draft Arkansas adoption reform legislation. The draft bill, he says, protects both birth mothers and adoptive parents.
For example, I've seen and heard stories where biological mothers have had outside third parties convince them that they need to use a different attorney and interrupt an adoption plan that they've already made. These fixers will then come and say, listen, you can get more money if you'll go to another attorney right now.
Bryant's bill would also make it a felony to solicit pregnant women to engage in private adoption.
Our legislation would appoint an attorney, an advocate for that biological mother to make sure that they have not been coerced, to make sure that they have not been promised something that they are not supposed to be promised, that this is a free and voluntary choice, to make sure that they get services in terms of, do you realize if you keep this child, there are services that will help you raise this child in terms of if you need to be on food stamps for a while or WIC or do you need some job training, those types of things. Help them and be an advocate for that birth mom so that it's not one attorney speaking for both sides of the equation.
A federal investigation into Marshallese adoption trafficking is ongoing, Bryant says. A query to the U.S. Attorney's Western District Office in Fort Smith yielded no comment for this report. Bryant says he understands what's at stake here. He's openly adopted two Marshallese children. So has Rogers resident, Michelle Amanti.
Let's get popsicles. Hey, do you want orange or red? Asher, we adopted in 2013 as an infant. And so through that experience, we kind of quickly realized that our birth mom hadn't received a lot of the social services support that we thought that she would be receiving, or access to medical care and things like that.
2 years later, when Monty adopted Asher's brother, Cade, the arrangement was much different.
A couple years later, when she called to tell us that she was pregnant with Cade, we wanted to make sure that she received all of the help that she could get. So I essentially acted as her advocate during that pregnancy and helped take her to medical appointments, get her set up for kind of like some social security benefits and different things she was eligible for, and just getting her connected to the community and the resources that we have here.
Because of her adoption experience, Monty has established Shared Beginnings, a new nonprofit agency to assist birth mothers in negotiating private adoptions.
And we provide them with legal representation and help make sure that legally they understand their rights and responsibilities throughout the whole adoption process. What's the matter? Where's your book? Can you get me a book? Where's your book? Where's your
Monty book? Says her sons will always remain connected to their birth mom. Marshallese community leader, Melissa Leyline, says she supports such arrangements, but she's now encouraging Islander birth moms to choose kinship adoption to ensure Islander offspring are raised by native Marshallese, citing an Islander proverb.
Chineri lo kobo, which basically is the protection of the mother, will stay there forever.
And another proverb, an adopted child will eventually follow prevailing winds back to their biological mother. Jacqueline Froelich, Arkansas Public Media, Fayetteville.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.